I have great appreciation for Abraham and Jerry and Esther. And I sincerely appreciate all that you do as it pertains to children. I believe that there's a different language in communicating this to children. And I haven't quite figured out how to do it. For example, I have four grandchildren, and the youngest of the boys, when he's with me and I leave him home, he stands at the door and cries, you know, alligator tears, which hurts me, but I guess it's because when he's with me, he feels aligned to source. And then when I leave him, he feels like, you know, that's away from him. And I'm trying to figure out how to communicate to
him. Don't make it too complicated.
Okay.
Just look at it this way. Whenever you know what you do want, you always know what you don't want. So if it's really fun to be with Grandma because she's tuned in, tapped in, turned on, because she loves you unconditionally, and because when she holds you as her object of attention, she's loving you so much, she's in tune with source energy and flooding that all over you, it's logical that when you know what you do want, you know what you don't want. And so you don't want someone to not feel negative emotion when they're focused in opposition of what they want. Okay. But what you do want, and here's a perfect opportunity, what you want to do is have a little chat. How old is this child?
7.
So have a little chat about how you've discovered that there are things that you really like that when you look at them, you just feel good. And there are things that you don't like so much that when you look at, you just don't feel so good. Like, for example, I know how much you really like to be with me, you say. So it's easy to feel good because we have so much fun. But then when you think about not being with me, it's easy for me to understand, say, that you would not feel good. But I've learned that I can feel good no matter what. And that's what I like most. So say, I used to think that I had to always control a condition so that I could feel good, which would mean for you to feel good, you would have to find a way to always keep me with you. Well, I don't see how you could do that, do you? We live in different places. We have so many things we have to do. There are so many other people involved. That would be pretty impossible for us to always be together. So if us being together has to be before you can feel good, then that means you can't feel good some of the time. And then say, and I just can't accept that. I think that you ought to be able to feel good whether we're together or not. Because I think that you have the power to think thoughts that make you feel good even when we're not together. And then say, for example, I like being with you more than anything else in the world. And when I'm not with you, it's not as good. But I can make it as good by remembering being with you or by planning for the next time. So look at this list I made of all of the things that I thought about you when we weren't together. And make those lists. In other words, demonstrate how you can make yourself feel good no matter what. And then say, and I know that you cry for a little while and then you go off and you find other things to focus on that make you feel good. And that is what happens,
yes. You
see. So just don't worry about it. It's a wonderful thing. And there are many of you that are beginning to get the sense of this. Jerry and Esther watched an episode, they've seen several, of Super Nanny. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an interesting program because Super Nanny goes into this utterly dysfunctional home where the children are behaving terribly, almost as badly as the parents, and then Super Nanny wrestles them all to the ground and literally breaks the children like you would a horse. In other words, she shows them who's in charge, and she establishes a naughty spot, and the child is literally dragged there and 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 dragged there until it gives in, understanding that its protesting doesn't stop it and that the parents are bigger. And so a control is accomplished, a literal control. There's nothing about aligning with who you are. There's nothing about coming into vibrational alignment. There's nothing about understanding that contrast is causing an evolution and that you've constantly got to come up to speed with it. In other words, it's just literally a saying in one way or another, I'm bigger than you and I don't like what you're doing, and your life will be better if I do like what you're doing. Which is a training that happens with so many, in fact, with most of you. It's the way you got trained away from your guidance system, because your parents and your teachers and the society around you says, I need to see you this way in order for me to feel good, and believe me, you want me to feel good. That's what they're all saying. It is.
That's right.
It's very important to you that I feel good, which is exactly the opposite message that we are wanting you to remember. We want you to remember that nothing is more important than that you feel good, because you can't serve all of those masters. They're fickle. They want different things from you at different times. Nothing is more important than that you feel good, because you are this evolving being that is expanded into this new becoming, and you feeling good means you've got to keep up to speed with who you have become. So later on, they take you and they put you in jail for the same thing. In other words, it's just a bigger, badder, naughty spot.
Exactly.
Since you have not behaved, we will take you to the naughty spot called the county jail. Yeah. And you will remain there until you stop throwing your fit. And we say, until as a parent or a grandparent or a teacher or a society, you understand that nothing soothes anyone other than coming into alignment with who they are. And you will never punish someone into alignment. You will never condemn someone into alignment. If you saw someone in the street bleeding, you'd try to help them. We believe you would. But when someone is flailing about from their disconnection, then you want to lock them up, or you want to take them to their naughty spot, rather than be a catalyst that brings them into alignment. And Esther's been thinking a lot about this, because their four little grandchildren are so delicious and so delightful, and yet there are things that happen that make them unhappy. And Esther wants them never to be unhappy. And we don't want Esther to want them never to be unhappy. We don't want you to say, oh, my sensitive hand makes this hot stove a problem. If I could just desensitize my hand, oh, that's better. That doesn't hurt. The Novocaine really worked. Do you smell something strange? In other words, we want your sensitivity to guide you. We want your children to be able to feel unhappiness, because in knowing unhappiness, they want more happiness. We want you to be a catalyst that teaches them that you don't have to control conditions in order to be happy. So demonstrate that you can be happy. In other words, the worst thing in the world you could do is to pout and mimic your own sadness about having to leave your grandchildren. What you want to say is, I'm happy when we're together, and I'm happy when we're not together. Because when we're together, I can focus upon things that make me happy. And when we're not together, I focus upon things that make me happy. That's the message. You want to teach them alignment with who they are. So when they cry, say to them, oh, there must be something better that you could find to think about. And of course, they can't hear it from where they are. But if you demonstrate in your own experience in real life terms, if you pretend that you're happy when you're not, you don't demonstrate turning in the stream. But if you, in real life experience, sometimes turn upstream, and you acknowledge that you don't feel good and that you could find a thought that feels better, and you demonstrate it, and then you obviously do feel better, now you've given anyone who's observing you something that will really serve them, an understanding of their relationship with who they are.
Wonderful.
You see, the reason that you miss people, the reason that your grandchild might miss you, is because when your grandchild is with you, it's easier to stay in alignment. Mm-hmm. But get ready for this. We'll give it to you gently. Your grandchild is not missing you. Your grandchild is missing the way he feels when he's with you.
Right. I know that.
And so what you want to teach them is how to feel good, whether they're with you or without you, which is sort of the opposite of what most instinctually want, because so many of you think it's sweet that they miss you. Well, it's not sweet, it's sick.
Sick.
You think that it's darling that they want to be with you. Well, it's not darling. It's dependent. Mm-hmm. And you want to train them into alignment, not dependence on you. And that's what is the problem with so many people, is that you've been trained to care more about what somebody else is feeling about you than how you feel yourself. And so grandparents complain all the time that their grandchildren don't miss them enough when they're gone, or that don't miss them at all. And we say, good for them. We want you to miss no one. And when you do have that feeling of loneliness, it's absence of your own inner being that is what you're lonely for. When you are madly in love with someone, do you know why that is? Because that person is a catalyst to help you align with who you are. So all of those people that have been madly in love with you have been madly in love with their alignment, and you've just been helpful, you see.
That's right.
We're not kidding you. And think about it. Isn't it always better in the beginning when you're both looking for positive aspects of each other? You're much more conducive to helping each other tune into who you really are. And then the longer you know each other, the more you nitpick over things that don't matter at all and use those as your excuse to not line up with who you are. And then you say, you don't bring me flowers anymore. You don't treat me the way you used to treat me that made me feel the way I feel. And we say, the only thing you ever miss is your alignment. And when you got that down, then you'll always be tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, then you're always having a wonderful moment, no matter where the moment is or who the moment is with or without.
I have so much appreciation for you.
We can feel it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now what?